Lars and I, my beautiful assistant here, Lars, and myself, are talking with multiple hats on today. We're obviously both Debian developers, although I think, according to Enrico, I'm not really a contributor at the moment, which is great. But we're also talking with our work hats on. So if you hear us burble about something called Bassrock and you don't know what it is, just go think Lars and Daniel's work and be happy that you're not having to worry about it right now. We do have a mailing list set up to talk about this later. We do have an entry on the Debian Gobi server. We'll mention that later as well. This is basically a précis of a chat that's been going on for 2 days now, and in Lars and my heads, around about 3-4 months. I don't want to read through everything that we've already talked about, because that would be horrifically boring for you. There is the Gobi, and I would hope that you will be using that. Testing is hard. Lots of people at least write unit tests. They're probably not very good. Software black box tests, again, they're coming in, but in a lot of cases, they're still not very good. Then when you test systems, that's harder still, because not only are you testing a piece of software that you wrote and that you understand and you know what the corner cases are, but now it's interacting with another 1,000 pieces of software by other people, many of which didn't write unit tests and haven't black box tested their code, so God knows what it's doing to your system. And then, okay, fine, but then something comes along and bites your face off, and that's trying to test multiple systems that are not only having thousands of pieces of software on each system, but now they're trying to interact over really reliable things like the air. You know, the air is not reliable. So, frankly, it's all hard, so let's just go and eat some cake. Or, more reasonably, mitigate this pain by working together as a group. And by a group, at this point, I mean Debian, I mean CodeThink with Bassrock, I mean Linaro, I mean hopefully Ubuntu as well. The Ubuntu guys have been contributing to our talk over the past couple of days, and that's been really cool. A cross-distribution effort will make everyone's lives easier, hopefully. Not least of which, it will stop our testing being very closed, focused, wall garden. We're only testing for Debian, so we only need to test Debian-y things. That's great until a Debian computer tries to talk to an Android phone, or a Debian server is talking to an Ubuntu laptop, or a Debian client is trying to talk to some magical cloud thing somewhere, and clouds make everything better, as we know. So, what we want is tooling, tests, methodologies. Some of this already exists. Some of it is not quite there. And some of it is definitely not there at all. We want it right now, obviously. In fact, we could have done with it around about 12 years ago. But right now would do, and I would expect over the coming months to start to get something that's actually usable by multiple people. We want to reuse everything that exists already where it's appropriate. But where it's not appropriate, we're going to have to write new stuff. And everyone should be doing it. Testing is a bit like security. If everyone's doing it, life will hopefully be a bit better. If you think it's not important for you to be testing stuff, you are wrong. It's like if you think it's not important for you to be making backups. Or verifying that your own security is still intact. Yeah? Testing is for everyone. Now, Ubuntu have a good testing team. Debian's got a huge number of testing processes, some of which talk to one another. Yeah? Linaro's got Lava. They've been doing a huge amount of work on testing for actual devices. At Bassrock, we're already doing system build testing of the form, okay, so you changed eglibc. Does the entire system still work? But we need to go further, and as we were talking about going further, we thought we do not want to reinvent the world again. So that's why we're here, that's why we're trying to foster a discussion about this. So things we've already done. We have had conversations over the past 2 days with a large number of people. For those of you that are still here from those, thank you very much. It was very informative and interesting. We've got lots of new and interesting stuff, particularly from Neil Williams, from the Lava point of view, but also we've had input about how Ubuntu's doing things and some more input about other things that exist in Debian, such as auto package test. He's not looking at me. Hopefully he's contributing already. I've chosen not to read through that document, as I said. You lot can read faster than I can speak, probably read more clearly than I can speak. So let's do that. And also the non-present contributors, hello. IRC exists, Gobby exists. You can help through that, and it's probably easier than trying to just sit down in a room with us. There's some hard stuff that we have barely scratched the surface of. Neil brought up a really good example of this. How do we, in a cross-distribution situation, and in that circumstance, Debian, Ubuntu, Fedora, Android, Baserock, these are all effectively distributions that we will need to be supporting, actually have a vocabulary for saying, okay, I need the SSH server. Yeah, Debian calls this OpenSSH server. I think Ubuntu calls it the same thing. Fedora, I think, calls it something slightly different. It's different in Baserock for certain than Android. SSH server, hello. Yeah, we need a consistent way to talk about dependencies, and that's just one example of some really hard stuff, and I really don't want to bore you with any more. So I'm going to hand over to Lars at this point, and hopefully his voice will lull you into a gentle stupor.
Oops. There's a trap here. Does this work?
We have a thumbs up from the back.
Okay, so the people upstairs in the back can hear me and nobody else. Good. So there's a lot of stuff out there already. Daniel has provided me helpfully with a list here. Debian uses Jenkins a little bit. I believe Linaro uses it. We use it in Baserock. Not commenting. There are a bunch of other ones. Jenkins seems to be one building tool that is sufficiently good for everyone, but at this point we don't want to decide on technologies. We want to start the discussion first. You mentioned auto package test, which is highly Deb specific. So it's something that works for Debian and Ubuntu and their derivatives. Probably won't for Fedora. That doesn't mean it shouldn't be used. It should be used by those who can use it. In the discussions in the past 2 days, someone from Ubuntu mentioned something called Utah, which I haven't had time to look at yet, except I know it's a state somewhere in Alaska. So you can hear me, good.
Some of them are paying attention.
Yeah.
The rest of them are playing Angry Birds.
There's, in addition to actual software, there's we need to interact with, at the very least, with hardware. Unfortunately, the world doesn't really run virtual machines all the way down, so even I have to deal with hardware. Sometimes you want to test a product or a device that is mostly about the hardware. If you're testing, say, the controller for the left front wheel of a car, then you probably want to actually test the hardware there as well, not just that, oh, the SSH server on that brake controller seems to work.
And more importantly, that in a virtual environment, the car actually steers left when you turn the steering wheel left.
Yes. There's various aggregation protocols for test results that need to be considered. He mentions PU parts here, I don't know what that is. Also another Debian-specific thing. There's existing tools for testing things like web interfaces, graphical user interfaces, and so on. If you want to do system testing of a variety of things, we need to find these tools and collect them, combine them together in some way that makes life less painful. And I'm going to be talking about something called YARN later today, by which time hopefully everyone will have escaped. The future. Space-time coordinates that are not here are difficult to observe. sometime next year, I hope to be in a situation where when I'm at work and I'm making a change to something fundamental in Basrock, I can push my commits and the CI system will automatically build everything that is affected by that commit. And then it will deploy all of that onto hardware. And if necessary, it will go on Amazon and eBay and other resellers and order the hardware automatically and send email to someone that when this arrives, do this and plug it there. And when it's available, the test gets deployed and run. And then when the hardware is no longer necessary, it gets resold on eBay. That kind of thing. I want to know as soon as possible when I make a change, like if I upgrade the kernel in Basrock, I want to know, does it still work on these customer projects that we are supporting? I want to know it today, preferably before I'm come back from making a cup of tea. I don't want to have to wait, 18 months when the customer actually starts their new next development cycle, because customer development cycles are 6 to 18 months. We do 6 weeks. So there's a bit of speed issue there.
And Ubuntu to sort of do 1 hour practically.
Yeah.
For their package uploads, and they're gonna want to test at that kind of rate. Yeah. I'm getting nods from the back there, so sort of. Ish, maybe. Oh, apparently they don't want to do it for the hard stuff. No LibreOffice, no Firefox. What, you can't compile those in 30 seconds? What kind of compile farm have you got? Is it made of beagle bone blacks or something? Jazz hands.
What else? So I want to be in a state where computers test my software automatically. And I'm willing to do a lot of work, and more importantly, Daniel is willing to make me do a lot of work to get there. But it's early days. We are still figuring out what's out there. Well, I am. Everyone else seems to know more, and that's great, because I can then ask them rather than do any work.
So there's a mailing list. It's been really, 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 really recently set up. I think I finished setting the description before I went and got a donut just now. There's nobody on it. But there will hopefully be lots of people on it because you're all interested in testing because testing's for everyone, right? I'm not seeing very many smiley, happy faces here.
If anyone of you is even interested in hearing about these things, please subscribe. If you have any ideas, opinions, and so on, please post. If you just want to flame me, then please don't post, send me privately.
So that he can feed it straight to his kill file robot.
Talk about my kill file robot.
Oh, sorry. First rule of being in Lars's kill file, don't talk about being in Lars's kill file. There's a document on gobby.debian.org. It's in the obvious UK mini debconf Cambridge 2013 with underscores folder that's system testing. For the rest of the conference, because we have people who are remote, please do put stuff in there. At the end of the conference tomorrow, or possibly Monday morning, depending on how tired I am, I will basically take that document and post it to the mailing list so that we can get discussions going on the mailing list as well. I don't intend to set up an IRC channel for this. IRC is great, except not everyone logs, not everyone is there all the time, people miss stuff. By all means, use the DebConf Cambridge IRC channel to find people to have little discussions, as long as you then either write them up in that gobby document or post to the list. Minutes are good. Keep minutes if you have conversations.
My manager.
Other than that, thank you for listening. Help!
We need a mic. Actually.
So we have a second mic, but I think they have to be turned on at different times. So we're using the main mic normally.
How do you subscribe to the mailing list? It's just an email address. Was there a web URL to do the subscription?
Oh, sorry. Anyone here who doesn't understand how, given a mailing list address, you just subscribe to it, other than Neil. My God! People don't understand. Right, it's really cunning. Who's ever heard of Mailman? It's this obscure piece of software that some people use for running mailing lists. If you insert -subscribe there, it will subscribe you. If you send an email to that address and the subject line is just says subscribe and so on, it'll kind of go numpty, subscribe. So do something obvious and subscribe. I think I've set it so that if you're not subscribed, you can't post. So it'll be fairly obvious if you've done something wrong. If I've got that wrong, then sorry. Yeah, also, yes, if you Google for Flan and mailing lists, the actual mailing list manager is on vlists.pepperfish.net. I apologize for that. That's me being very, very lazy at writing virtual hosting environments. If anybody's got a mailing list manager that does virtual mail hosting that isn't Simpa or Enemies of Carlotta, please feel free to come and tell me why I should use that instead of Mailman with my own bodgy fucking hacks. That means I can't upgrade the package when security updates occur and I have to do it myself later. Security is for everyone. Any other questions? It's not so many cats. It's one cat. It's my cat. I got her to sign a model release. It's still a trap. Because someone told me that you wouldn't pay attention if there weren't cats to focus your attention on the screen. It didn't work. Many of you still went, this is boring Angry Birds, which is fine. My talk tomorrow will be full of the same cat. So you've seen it all now, you don't have to come.
I did the subscribe and I get an unrootable address.
You do subscribe and you get an unrootable address?
Yeah.
That means I haven't run the script that makes it work.
Also, do you plan to have public archives of the mailing
list? Oh, hang on. Let me do that on here. That would be a good idea, rather than showing you all how to do it.
Daniel.
Now, normally, there's a script that runs roughly every minute and does this, but what it means is that all my customers are really boring and haven't changed anything.
Do you plan to have public archives of the mailing list?
Yes, the mailing list has public mail archives in that I've not turned them off. Probably vlists.pepperfish.net, click on the links, find the archive. I do not want to do this in secret. I now have that published to the world. My boss will probably come and stab me later, but that's fine. I want to do as much as possible of this in the open. If we write a test that verifies that an OpenSSH server is behaving properly on Baserock, that test should be usable by Debian, by Ubuntu, by Fedora. Hopefully you've already got tests for that we can steal.
Well, yeah? Exactly. And not just doing it in the open, but if you do it in the open, other people will do it for you.
With a bit of luck, a fair breeze, and Steve's just volunteered to write the code. Brilliant. Anyone else? No? Fantastic. I promised 15 minutes. It looks like it's been 20 with questions. So I think I've met that promise. Hooray, achievement unlocked, short talk. The next talk will be at 11:15 and will be Michael's talk, who I believe is talking a bit about testing. Yay! So
now we
have
some...
lots of thoughts now, then Michael can talk, then you can have more thoughts.
So now we get some interpretive dance from Daniel.
Interpretive dance. Consume donuts, biscuits, drink, go to the toilet, so that when Michael's talk comes along, you're all paying attention.
Thank you, Daniel and Lars.